Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good morning, Frank. You coming on the air? Especially
for you. When you think you're yeah, I'm here. To give I got some music coming through. Just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Yeah, I can be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yeah. If you're not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap now. Say, oh, yeah.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Street Talk, where we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. by dialing 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. We come on every Friday night and try to inspire each other, each one teach one. We have a few rules on Blog Talk Radio, on Street Talk Radio. The rules are that you all please mute your phones if you all have background noises. We also ask that you all do not use profanity. On tonight, we will be speaking in reference to raising children. On this week, I came into contact with people who were speaking in reference to raising children. They said that it's kind of hard to raise children in today's society, in which I agree, but I can also disagree. I feel that you can raise a child no matter where you live or how you live according to the Bible. I feel like all kids are supposed to be raised according to Bible principles. They say you teach a child, you raise a child, and you teach them and you learn them into grow into into a way that you want them to go. And if you install Bible principles inside the children, they will have Bible principles as they live life. And raising children is not a hard thing, but a lot of people feel like it is, and I feel like it takes a village to raise children. The way people interact with children nowadays, it kind of scares you because a lot of people are afraid to even speak with the children that they come into contact with. And I don't feel as if you should be afraid to talk to children because children have to learn from somebody. And if nobody's willing to teach them, they're not going to learn. If you teach a child the right way to go, then they'll know. And when you as an adult, you try to figure out which way is the right way to go. And the only way you know how to go is how you were taught. And so you have traditions. Some kids are raised on traditions, and they have to live life according to how a person raised them because of how they were raised, how the person that's raising them were raised. And sometimes it's fair and sometimes it's not, depending on what area you're living in or what nationality you were living in. Sometimes, like if a kid is raised in church, they know that, you know, they know Bible principles. They know how to do everything that they've learned in church from the older people or the people that's around them. But if you're not raised in church, you might steer away from different things. But I feel like people shouldn't be ashamed to teach people when they come into contact with them. Do I have any callers online? Let me see. I have no callers online at the moment. I have one person that's with me. What do you think about raising children on tonight? Say hello on tonight.
Hello, how you doing on Street Talk? How you doing, sweetheart? And what was your question?
What do you think about raising children, the way people raise children in today's society? You don't agree with what?
It ain't real. Having to be kids doing is not real. It's not real. It's not.
You say the things that children do?
That's the things these kids are doing is not real. And you don't teach them right and guide them right and show them what's really real, what the importance are. They are just living life. You ain't getting in trouble. And that ain't the way to go. Like this baby here.
You talking about the child that we seen
that
in the living room? He said that he's 16 years old.
And
he has one child and another one on the way.
Good. I mean, what was his parents? His mom, she did her best like she could. I understand he had no father, but it ain't good.
He said he
cousin, somebody could have stepped in.
He said he had no father figure, but he's still being able to raise his children. He has one child, and he's getting ready to have another child. He's only 16 years of age, and that touched me. That really touched that touched my heart. Hello, we have a caller at 8728. Hello, say hello on tonight.
What's up, co-host?
Hello. We're talking about raising children on tonight. I came into contact with a child tonight that said he's 16 years of age, and he's 16 years of age, and he has one child, and he has another child on the way, and I found that very heartfelt and heartwarming. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
He's 16. He said he had no father, but he has one child already, and she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I seen the picture, and he has another child on the way. And I was just wondering, like, what advice would you give that young man on tonight? You're a man, co-host.
Yeah, and it's kind of deep, because I'm going to tell you this. Me, myself, I started having kids at a very young age myself. You know what I'm saying? At first, I thought, you know, it was like, you know, like, you know how girls feel like they want to have something to love. You know what I'm saying? Like you say,
uh-huh.
They have no father himself. So, you know, it's kind of hard. You know, males go through the same thing. Honestly, a lot of us don't choose to admit it, but we want to have something that we can love and carry on and nurture ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Even though women embrace things a whole lot different than we do because y'all learn things a lot faster. Y'all know parenting better than we do. You know what I'm saying? We just see how things are. You know what I'm saying? Some people have kids, say, for the sake that they have them. Me, I can't tell a lie. I have numerous amounts of kids in different places. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I tell all my kids, I'm not God, so I can't be at all y'all houses every day. You know what I'm saying? But what I do try to do when I interact with my children, I tell them this. We do what I call a daddy roll call. I start from 7 in the morning. I start from the youngest to the oldest. And I make each one of them, if they have phones, they text me, or either they call me. You know what I'm saying? And I try to have some kind of bonding. You know what I'm saying? And I know the only thing that I can say is this. I know that this little guy, you know what I'm saying, he's going to need all the help that he can get. So with our plans and things that we're talking about working in the new year, I'm going to try to do something that, you know what I'm saying, to help him get in the right standing with his own situation. Like when we had a street talk at the church, you know what I'm saying? So I have things that I'm putting in place. It's just taking me a second to get things in order because I have to do things on other people's timing as well as my own. I'm trying to rush the things, but it's like, you know, I got these things where I'm trying to do something with Young Life and a bunch of other things, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I've been trying to play Spider-Man with a bunch of things. But and my thing is this. Only thing I can do is tell the little brother, you know what I'm saying, stay strong, and somebody's in his corner to help in the best way possible. I wasn't the best father in my own kid's life because I had things going on. I was in the streets. I was married to the streets. You feel what I'm saying? So with that being said, it wasn't that I was neglecting my children. I was trying to do things in other ways and other areas to provide for them. And it seemed like I was neglecting them because I didn't have the time to settle down, do the things that I need to do. You know what I'm saying? For them. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm going to try to show him, you know what I'm saying, if you have some kind of interaction with him, I'm going to try to, you know what I'm saying, sit down and, you know, help him along the way with some more guys that I know, you know what I'm saying, that can help him get in a good situation. I do that much. But I know it's gonna be a struggle. I know it's gonna be a struggle because with that being said, you know, a lot of black men don't have something to look up to. You know what I'm saying? We always see look at rappers or people in the street, you know what I'm saying? Nobody don't look at the doctor, the lawyer, and see the career people. You feel what I'm saying? You don't envy those things, and those are the correct things. We envy the fast things as young black men. You feel what I'm saying? And my thing is, I got to do a better job with the situation with myself. You feel what I'm saying? So with my struggle, I'm going to help him along with my struggle so we both can excel together. So if you have a way to interact with him, you know what I'm saying, you know, and a communication base, you know, upon that, let me know.
So you're saying that he has a chance to interact with his kids, and you're saying that a lot of men don't have a chance to interact with their children when they're growing up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like a lot of black men, we had to raise up and raise our kids on a fly, like playing football. You know what I'm saying? And it's a hard thing. It doesn't mean that you don't want to interact or be there for them, because a lot of us didn't know that ourselves. How could you be teach a man to be a man if a man never seen one? You know what I'm saying? You follow where I'm coming from? If you never seen a real live man, how would you know to become one if nobody never showed you how to be a man? You feel where I'm coming from, Coles?
Yeah, I heard you. I didn't get to hear the rest of the conversation that you was having because I was trying to merge Miss Sharon on. And
mm-hmm.
So can you go ahead and say it again? I'm sorry. Yeah. My apologies.
What I was saying is this. The average black male doesn't get the chance to see what a black male is like because we didn't have, you know, like Dr. Huxtable, Cliff Huxtable. We didn't get to see those kind of things because I got the Cliff Huxtable was in the streets. Or he's some kind of sports player or some kind of entertainer. Some people didn't get to see what it was to have a full-fledged family in a household. That's why a lot of houses are divided because a lot of daddies, we in the streets. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have, you know,
how
it's
you,
not still using as a scapegoat.
I have the child that's 16 right here with me. He don't have to say his name, but I'm asking him, like, what do you feel like being a teenage parent? What does it feel like being a teenage parent?
Hold on, Doughboy.
He's right here with me right now. I'm asking him, what does it feel like to be a teenage parent? He's 16 years old. Tell them a little bit about your story.
It'll be harder because I ain't got that much experience as I know what the parents do. So, like, I know for me, it can be hard to get a job and try to raise.
What is your typical day like?
I'm an athlete. I'm playing basketball 24/7. And when I do that, I go play football and do the track. Then I come home around 11, 12.
At nighttime?
Mm-hmm. I go to school. I got there at 3.
You still at school? Okay, that's very good.
Right, and I only got to 3. And when soon I get, I go to say the basketball practice and come then. I go play school for a little bit, and then the next day I was a track.
And then what time are you spending with your child?
Like, I'll try to do the weekends if I can do the weekends, or if I got half to school.
Y'all don't live together.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all both live in separate households.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so while y'all are living in separate households, you get to spend the weekends with your child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how is the mother? If you don't mind me asking, how does the mother say that she feels about raising the kid? Do she have the kid every day of the week?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. She's still in school, too.
The child is in daycare?
Her grandparents watch her until she comes home.
Okay, so y'all have co-parents, like grandparents and stuff are actually sitting in and helping along with you all raising the kids. See, that's a good thing. That's a good foundation. You want to have a good foundation. And I didn't know that, you know, it's good to have that foundation to help y'all along the way. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a bad thing that you had a kid at an early age, because we all had kids too. Like, I'm a parent, you're a parent, and it's nice to speak to new parents. You know, with y'all being young, it's just like I'm trying to figure out, like, what are your feelings? Like, how did you feel when you first found out you were supposed to be a father the first time? When the first, because you said you don't only have one child, you got another one on the way, and you only 16. What grade are you in?
I'm going to see it coming next week.
But I'm saying you're a junior right now. You're a junior in high school. You have two kids. Well, you have one kid and one kid on the way. Okay, and you're an athlete. Okay, and you don't have to say, ma'am. We're on street talk. We're on street talk. So you don't have to.
Yeah, you say, ma'am. Yeah, you say, ma'am. Don't stop him from saying, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm not gonna stop him from saying, ma'am. I'm just saying, like, I want him to express, like, his, okay, I do want you to say, ma'am, because that's a part of being respectful. But the second child. He said his second child's mother is 18 and he's 16. So, like, what is the experience that you get from the 18-year-old? Because she's already grown. Does she have her own apartment and stuff? I'm saying, does she already have her foundation or what?
She's working on it. She's trying to get to college.
So she's still going to college. So who's helping her?
Her mom.
Okay, but she's pregnant right now. Okay. Well, I mean, y'all feel like y'all got a plan. What is y'all plan? What is your plan, like, with these kids?
I'll be going to Dallas Kent, so I can get out of school early a little bit.
So you got Dallas Kent now? You have to tell your school. I said you go to regular school right now, but right now you're trying to get out of regular school and go into Dallas Kent.
Yeah, it's like I can go there early. So I can go, I mean, college, and I didn't get them.
With your kids. So who gave you that plan?
Me.
You got yourself that plan. Oh, you got it all under control. You stepping up and you're being a father figure.
Sure.
Okay.
I ain't really had one, but like my older brother tries, but he got him a kid too. He got him a little girl.
Okay, so you have an older brother. He has a little girl already. Okay. So it's like a trend, but your older brother, how old is your other brother?
He's 23.
Okay, how old was he? He had his kids. Mm-hmm. 20. Okay, so he was grown, though, when he had his first kid. So with you having your kid younger, it's like y'all didn't have a dad in the household.
He did, but he got called up in a position, and he was in a position for him to be.
Okay,
he just got
out. Okay.
He was about 7.
Okay. He went to jail when he was about 7, but that's your brother.
All right. Okay. I got two siblings. We all got different daddies. Like, I never stayed with them. I stayed with my grandparents at first. The one on Paris, the one on Chingle. The one that she was moving up first.
Your grandmother? Wow. So you're going through, like, changes, like life changes. So is that why you found somebody to love? Is that why you started having kids, if you don't mind me asking?
It's just like when I found her, it's like I knew she was by my side regardless, like through anything, particularly through like the hard times and the good times.
Okay, so that's how you ended up having your first kid, because you found somebody to love because your grandmother was going through something. And see, a lot of kids don't understand that. Okay, this is where I'm going with this. Teenagers, with y'all being teenagers, y'all meet new people all the time. You get what I'm saying? And when y'all going through something stressful in y'all life event, this is life changing. You know what I'm saying? Life has changed for you. Like you said, you was used to being with your grandmother, and now she's sick. And so now you don't get to, she forgot who you was, and so that was like scary to you, kind of, right? That's what you're saying? And so you ran and found somebody to love, and then in the midst of doing that, you ended up having a child. Okay. And she was going through this with your grandmother, with you?
Like, my grandma said she was an Alzheimer's,
okay.
At the same time.
Okay.
And, like, it's like when I moved up here, I found her. But she stayed by me. Like, we did everything together. Like, we were the topic, everything.
Okay. That's good. So y'all actually have a real relationship, and y'all are children. See, a lot of people don't understand, like you're living an adult life as a child. And you still, hold on, but you still going to school and stuff. And that's good. I applaud you for going to school. And you, do you study the Bible? Okay. That's great. And as long as y'all keep God in what y'all do, I think that y'all will do something positive. Something positive is going to come out of this, because you don't look at it as a mistake that you made. You said you wanted to have your first child, but the second child just came upon you, right? Has anybody talked to you about protection?
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you had any sex education classes that you went to?
Three of them?
And I'm saying you had to, or did you, before or after your children?
Before.
So why didn't you protect yourself?
It was one before, but I was going to school. Then the second one.
Did you pay attention the first time?
First one, I was in eighth grade, so I was.
You didn't really pay attention to that.
Yeah, so after the first one, that's what my angel told me. Like, they made me, they studied testing with them, because one of them was a nurse, and one of them was a doctor. So they made me look at them. Like, they told me about everything.
Do you think about the different diseases and stuff that you can catch while you're having sexual intercourse with these ladies and stuff?
Like, they told me about that. Like, that's why, like, it's not, I think about doing it now.
Told me that you won't do it no more. Tell the people on the Street Talk. See, hello, Street Talk listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a couple of, this is a thing. Do y'all have any questions that y'all would like to ask him? Hello?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay.
I just want to encourage the young man to just go through life. I mean, this is the new life for you. And with kids, stay in school. They are not going to stop you from finishing school and going to college and getting your degrees and being the father figure for your children.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you to stay in their lives. Stay in their lives. Do not leave out of their lives. They need you. And they need your guidance. Teach them about God. And put that on their minds as they're going up to from firstborn to 5 years old. Keep God on their minds. Get you a Bible. Study the Bible. Read it to them. Encourage them and let them know there's a God. And, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Put it on their minds. And they will grow up knowing Jesus and having choices in their lives. Continue to be in their lives. Don't ever let them down. Don't ever leave them. Love your child. God is love. Jesus is love. He loves all.
And you
yes.
said you found yourself in love with her because the situation that went on with your grandmother. And I find it that teenagers, y'all find something tangible. Like even when I was a teenager, I found I went around looking for love when I couldn't, when the person that I love like went away or something. You tend to find something to cling to. You know what I'm saying? But you have to know that sex is not the way out. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we feel like sex is the way out, and we have children. That's how you end up having children. I'm not saying that your children is a bad thing, but since you already got them, learn to love your children. I know you do love your children. Stay encouraged. Do not, like, you know how some people give up, they won't go to school, they'll drop out, stuff like that. I encourage you to keep going to school.
I encourage y'all to put God in y'all life, you and your baby mama.
Y'all put God in your life. You supposed to keep God in you. You supposed to keep God in everything you do. Do you believe in God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you keep God in everything you do. You said you go to church and stuff. And it's not a bad thing because your life is just short. Like you say, you play ball and stuff like that. While you're playing ball and stuff, don't forget about the kids, though, because, like, that lady is going to be there taking care of the kids. Don't forget about the kids, because, like, a lot of guys tend to forget that they have kids, you know what I'm saying, laying around, you know, as y'all grow up and y'all start seeing other things. And by you being an athlete, like I was telling you earlier, that women are clean to you because, yes, you are an athlete and you are doing things. And so they'll put themselves on you, you know what I'm saying? And you'll see that it'll be more open. They'll make themselves more available to you because you are athlete. You kind of hear what I'm saying? And a lot of women, not only women, you know what I'm saying? Even like when women are athletes, you know what I'm saying? Like whenever you're doing something positive, people are clinging to you just because of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Don't find yourself caught up in the midst of all the bad things that's going on around the world. Find you somebody, a man who finds himself a wife, finds himself a good thing. You get what I'm saying? Don't just keep having kids. Find yourself a wife. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying like right now. You know what I'm saying? But since you're already, you know what I'm saying, in the adult atmosphere, you know what I'm saying, don't allow the things that you're doing athletic, because, you know, it's ways that y'all get, when you're an athlete, you get freedom to do different things. You know what I'm saying? It's free access to different things when y'all athletic. You know what I'm saying? Girls cling to y'all. They think y'all cute. Y'all think they cute because they think y'all cute. Don't just allow that to get to you. You know what I'm saying? If that girl try to sleep with you because you're an athlete, you know what I'm saying? Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? You done found yourself twice doing that, right? Right around 2 or 4.
Right.
So that's how you got them kids.
Right.
So don't let that fool you, because you, at the end of the day, you're going to be a man with a whole lot of kids if you let that, you know what I'm saying, take lead of your life. Know that God is in control of you, and know that you control yourself. Don't let sex control you, in other words. You get what I'm saying?
Right. I just remember my uncle said about 7 I kind of followed his footsteps because he had 2 kids back to back, like in the same month, like a week apart.
Your uncle did? Well, you know, they say sometimes when you hang around.
Well, he's 16 now.
He's 16 now, Mama. He got one child already here, and he got another child on the way. His first child is about a 16-year-old girl. His second child is my 18-year-old girl. He's an athlete. He plays ball and stuff, and he's, you know.
He's going to go to college, and he's going to meet other women. He's going to do a whole lot of other women he's going to see in life. When you go to college and proceed in your life, don't just let that one, the baby mamas, just focus on them. I mean, it's... Your life is just getting started, and you're going to see way more women in your life. They're going to be in your life. And I just encourage you to just, you know.
Forget about the women, period. Think about you already got kids. You get what I'm saying? You've already done that. You get what I'm saying? Some things that think about God and think about your goals.
Yeah. But women, you, and it's real, see. How old was she when she first got pregnant?
How old was he
when he met the girl?
They were 15.
How old was she?
They were 15, 16. They just got their first baby. She was 16, she was 15.
She was
Oh, I thought she was older than he was.
No, the second baby mama is 18 already. He's 16. The second baby mama, that he, the second girl he got pregnant is already 18.
Oh. I see.
He's an athlete. I met the first one. I met him through an old friend of mine, and then the second one, she came to one of my basketball games with my sister. And
you know, you got sisters.
I got like they ain't like my blood sister, but I count them as my blood sister. I've been on them for a whole, like, a lot of years. So, like, they're kind of part of my family, too.
Yeah, you know, your sisters have a whole lot of girl friends that's around them because they're girls. Girls hang around girls a lot, and they'll sit around you a lot. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot. You're going to see a whole lot of women. Don't let women be the, you know, the dampen of your life. You get what I'm saying? Keep on striving for the best. I encourage you to do everything you want to do. I encourage you to raise them kids. You got them kids now. You know you're a father first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Keep them kids. Do for them kids all you can. You know what I'm saying? Stay encouraged. Stay in school. You got to finish school. Like you said, you're trying to stop and go to Dallas King, though. Why you want to go to Dallas King?
Like, my credit's a little bit, they're a little bit messed up. And I got, like, so if I go to outstanding, I can get my credit back. And then I can, like, they'll move on to the next level. I can graduate, like, that first semester.
With your class? Yeah. Okay, so you're trying to catch up on your credit. Yeah. Okay. But you still playing sports. And then you say you got some scholarships and stuff going on. I encourage you to stay positive. Getting your, do you read the Bible a lot? Do you study with anybody with the Bible?
My uncle.
The same uncle that you said that it's another uncle?
It's my grandpa's son. He's a pastor.
He's a pastor. Okay. And they speak with you. You seem like you're a very wise young man. I want to tell you to stay encouraged. Make sure that you stay focused. You know what I'm saying? Know that life don't end because you had kids. Life still keeps going. You get what I'm saying? Life still keeps going. You get what I'm saying? You have to stay encouraged. You say you play ball good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you play, you start?
I've been watching this
person. Oh, okay, so you doing real good. Okay, well, I encourage you to keep going. Just stop with sex. Sex don't have to be. You can talk to girls without, you can have a relationship with girls without sex. Because you see that you're very fertile. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And girls will be tangible to you. They will be within your reach all the time. But find you a why. You know what I'm saying? But right now, don't focus on, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying don't focus on trying to find a why, but focus on self and self-sufficiency. You got two kids already. Don't run yourself raggedy. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Stay encouraged, son. Do you have anything else you want to say to him, Ms. Sharon? I think Ms. Sharon hung up. Do we have any other callers online? Hello, caller at 3657. How are you on tonight?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm fine. We're speaking with a gentleman. We were talking about children, raising children on tonight. And we have a 16-year-old father here, and I'm encouraging him. He's doing very good. He's still in school and everything. We're trying to give him some words of encouragement. And he's 16, and he's got two kids. Well, one kid and one kid on the way. They're beautiful. And we're just trying to give him some words of encouragement because we've all been there and done that. You can say you've been there and done that, but right now, he's not trying to hear that. He's a basketball player. What would you like to tell him on tonight?
Well, first, you got to keep God in your life, baby. You got to keep God first because it's not going to be easy. It might not be hard to you right now, but it's not going to always be easy. You know, sometimes you have struggles, but you know, with God in your life, you'll make it through. Just, you know, and keep trying like you're doing. You still in school? Hello?
You talking to me?
Yes.
He's still in school,
can you hear
right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, yeah. You keep going to school, doing the right thing. You're going to make it.
Yeah, he gonna make it. That's what I'm telling him. I told him today. I said, "Wow, we're talking about children, raising children on the night." I said, "And you telling me you 16 with one child and another child on the way?" I said, "But I want to encourage him and let him know that hey, it's gonna be a whole lot of ladies out here in this world, and he got a whole lot of more women to come. You haven't even seen the ladies that's going to try to like you. And especially if you're going to be happy, they're going to be all around you. You're going to have to stay focused.
And practice safe sex, too.
Safe sex. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You said you went to them sex education classes. What did them sex education classes did not teach you nothing? So we see that you got two kids. What are you gonna do? Like, you gonna practice safe sex? What did you go? He said he's not worried about having sex. No more. Tell him.
Yeah, I'm still my second baby mom at this point.
Okay.
I'm worried about getting a kid because I'm successful.
That's right.
Y'all have a plan.
You're
gonna be a nurse if the basketball don't work out? That's great. That's what I'm saying. He have a plan. Did you hear him? He have a plan.
Yeah, that's what that's
y'all
right.
Hear my
free
thought?
Yeah, he got. I hear him. That's a
really
good. Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have.
Yeah, don't
many.
Just depend
y'all,
on that.
They have babies. They don't have a plan. You have a plan.
Yeah, don't just depend on that basketball because if something happens, you can get hurt, anything. We pray to God nothing happens, that it works out for you. But just like you say, you got something to fall back on. If it don't, then that nurse, then they pop in, you still be good, be able to take care of your family.
What steps are you taking towards your nursing? I'm the one to work with baby.
Yeah,
that's what I feel. Yeah, probably something that the state or something have going on. But you can also if you want to be a nurse, you know what I'm saying? You stay in church and they have different volunteer things that you can do. Working with volunteers. Not only in the hospital, you can go to some of these nursing homes. What kind of nurse do you want to be? What is like? Make sure that, you know what I'm saying, you really want to do these things, you know what I'm saying? And stay focused on these things. Do your baby mama have a plan? What is her goal? She's to be a doctor. See, that's what I'm saying. She's not trying to be a nurse assistant. I encourage all kids, like a lot of people you come to contact with nowadays say they're trying to be a doctor with kids or something like that. You're trying to be a nurse, you're trying to be a doctor. Stay encouraged, do these things. Just because you have a baby, don't mean that you can't do that. Because your baby can do that. Why you doing these things? You know what I'm saying? They have a lot of resources out here, child. They have daycares, they have, when your child gets a little older, you know what I'm saying? They have, what do you call that school that Seth and them went to, teachers?
Wait, say it again.
Head Start. They have head starts of Greater Dallas. After daycare, they have head start of, early head start of Greater Dallas. Then they have head start of Greater Dallas, and then they go into school. And then you teach your kids, they, you know what I'm saying, that for them to go forward to, you know what I'm saying? I know it sounds like I'm telling you like a long set goal, but you know what I'm saying? You grow your kids, and you know what I'm saying? You already a father now, so I congratulate you. I'm not saying like it's a bad thing if you had a kid. It's a great thing because God has told us to be fruitful, grow. So it's not a bad thing if you had a kid. So, hey, I encourage you, it's already done. The Lord already knows your heart. He already knows what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So you keep forward. Like you said, you can have a dad, be a father to these kids. Stay around. Don't allow negativity in your life. Things will come if you feel like giving up. But when you just start coming, when you feel like giving up, it's resources out here that you can that you know what I'm saying? Like they have resources for men as well as women. Well, y'all can go talk to people. They have parenting classes. If y'all 16, if your baby mama, y'all 16, 18, if y'all need skills to live in, they have classes that y'all can go to. I can also give y'all numbers to, like, here's the classes if y'all are interested in those. I know you did trying to do your stuff, but you can also, they have videos so you can go watch. They have the, what is it, the Parent Child Development Center downtown, Parent Child Study Center downtown on Akron. I don't know if y'all are familiar with that.
I took a week off of where I had
Oh, okay, so you went to the school for the year for the center. Okay, what did that teach you?
All the news that their life and they do it successful. And they came out working.
Yeah.
So I was still a little bit working on it. It's like from 4 years to 8 years. Like, LT, he came. He came to talk to us about, don't put people in ones that they ain't gonna date to this.
Yeah.
He put our boys down to all. Like the women of the nurse name was outside.
Okay.
Carrying some soldiers up, some army people up to see if it was right.
Yeah, she got strong.
And he was talking to us about what about him. You be dirty him. I honestly know I'd be dirty him.
Do what? Your dad? Okay. Do you hear him? Do y'all hear him on street talk?
Yes, he's going to be better than his father. He wanted.
Yeah, he said that he had go ahead, go on and finish. You can go ahead.
I know I can be better than mine. Cause mine, he let me as soon as I was born. Like, I only name how he looked, or nothing about him. So I know I can do better than he did. So I know I ain't gonna leave my child just wondering who this guy is. I'm saving mine just by side regardless. I'm thinking on mine. I'm doing what they want from me. Like, are they got to ask me what they want? I'll be with them doing what they need. I'll talk to them. I want mine to grow up not being like I was, like having kids early age. At least wait till you get out of college. Get like a good job.
Yeah, you talking very, very, very smart. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot of sense. And you say that you wasn't raised by your father, so what? God did. He's instilled in your heart. God has I'm talking about he just grow closer to God. God will lead you and he will show you the way to go. And he will never leave your side. It's good to know that you have somebody that's gonna be with you no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Know that God is here no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Okay, it's all else fails, God is still with you. You know what I'm saying? And so, like you said, look at him. You doing something positive. Your dad wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's why you want to keep it. You kind of get what I'm saying? So maybe that's why you went on and did things at an early age. It's not really early because, teachers, how old were you when you had your first child?
Well, I was 19.
You was 19?
Yeah,
caller,
I turned
20
the next
28.
Month.
How old were you when you had your first child? Hello? I guess the other callers don't want to talk.
Uh-huh.
Well, it doesn't matter. I was 17 when I had my first child. And I have husbands that was 16. I have friends that were 15 and 16 your age when they had their first kids. And their kids are in college and stuff right now. You know what I'm saying? They're doing things positive with their life. So, like they say, a lot of people get upset when y'all have kids at early ages and they argue with you and fuss with you. They don't have to do that because you have your mindset straight and you're turning into a adult, you get what I'm saying? And so, it's not a bad thing, like I told you before, it's not a bad thing to be done, you know what I'm saying? But no, this time to strap up, don't, you know what I'm saying, don't set yourself, don't set yourself short, you know what I'm saying? Find yourself a wife, you know what I'm saying? Because God set it up to y'all can come in, and he set it up for you to get yourself a wife and stuff. Before you start having kids, but since you didn't do that, you know what I'm saying? Since you didn't do that, you still, you know what I'm saying, have a chance of life, you know what I'm saying? And you hung up. I want to tell you that. If y'all want to see pictures of his baby, if you don't mind, if he give me pictures of his baby, I will put it on the Street Talk page. So that y'all can look at the baby. The baby is beautiful. The first that he had is beautiful. And we have, how many minutes do we have on Street Talk? I might end this session a little early, about 10 minutes early tonight. I encourage y'all, I appreciate y'all for calling us on tonight. Do y'all have anything else that y'all would like to share about raising children on tonight? Hello?
No, that's so. All I can tell you, just try to be it. Like you say, you already said it. He said everything. I was going to say this. The main thing is being there, you know, being their life. You know, you want to be there so you won't have to worry about them growing, like you say, growing up like, well, like he said, growing up, he want them to be, you know, he want them to be successful, I'm sure.
Crazy ass dog.
We don't cuss on Street Talk.
No, I was clicking over my bad, Red. I was talking about the dog.
Okay.
My apologies. I was on the other line.
Do you have anything that you would like to tell this young man on tonight?
You know, one thing that I said, he seems to have very good characteristics. You know what I'm saying? We all go through something, you know what I'm saying? And I wish him a bunch of success, you know what I'm saying? The best thing that I can say, like I told him, I said, you know, what I was saying earlier, all thing I can do is, you know, anytime you don't want any advice, just call me. I ain't going to say that I've been the best father, but I can tell you where I made errors that you probably can do a lot of better things yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that's the best advice that I can give you. And I tell you, when I say I got kids, bro. I'm on a life thing, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing to brag about, you know what I'm saying? I made my own, you know what I'm saying? I got my own little army, and I thank God for them every day. You know what I'm saying? Because I love all my kids in their own little unique little way. But you know what I'm saying? Once you have them, you know what I'm saying? You go to stay close to them.
Okay. Well, on tonight, I would like to read a Bible verse from Psalms 127. 3-5, it says, Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. So are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be ashamed
when they speak with their enemy in the gate. And also on Joshua 1:9, it said, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Know that God is love, God inspires you. It tells you right there in the Bible to be fruitful and grow, and you do nothing wrong. And he also commands you to be strong and courageous. Like you said, you're going to put your right foot forward, and you're going to go. You're going to keep on going. No matter what, you're going to put forward. You're going to stay encouraged. You're going to not be worried. And in Proverbs 23rd chapter, 24th verse, it says, the father of the righteous will rightly rejoice, and he who fires the wise son will be glad in him. And they speak a lot about being encouraging. They have a lot of encouraging words in the Bible about being a dad. And but like I said, the Psalm 127 is the best one that I had, and I read that. And so I inspire you to keep on going, keep pushing, never give up, always put God in whatever you do. You done done it now. You get what I'm saying? You done done it now. You can't stop. Stop having kids. Protect yourself. I'm not going to say don't stop having sex. I'm saying encourage find yourself a wife. You know what I'm saying? You sound like you're on a good track. And, hey, everybody else on the phone, anybody that can hear us talking about this, I find this very important. And I thank you for coming on tonight and speaking on Street Talk. We're ready. And the Street Talk family, we all can be reached every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. by dialing 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. Well, we'll be on, like I said, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I want all y'all to know that God is love, and we were talking about raising children on tonight, and I thank you for coming on our show. You say what?
Okay.
Amen. Y'all want to say some encouraging words before we hang up? Any of my callers, 8728, would you like to say anything? Call it 3657. Would you like to say anything?
I told them, I just, you know, tell them to just try to stay in their life and be successful.
Okay. Before we leave on tonight, Doughboy. Co-host, are you here? Okay, I don't think my co-host is on. Before we leave on tonight, I want to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you for having us on tonight on Street Talk. I want to say thank you for the blessings that you have given us. I want to say thank you for encouraging these young men to come on and speak with us as a teenager about his situation with having his children at a age to where he's not fully grown, but he has wisdom. And God, I encourage you to keep your loving arms around him and around all the rest of us as well, as we all encourage each other, each one teach one. God, I appreciate everything that you've done for us. I love you, God. We all love you. Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Thank y'all for calling Street Talk.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.